Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Monday, October 23rd, 2017. Foreign nurses are being recruited to ease the U.S. nursing shortage. And in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, a saint whose marriage was annulled so he could enter religious life. Japan was hit by a Category 2 typhoon this weekend, and Catalonia's leader remains defiant of Madrid. The nursing shortage in the United States has been no secret. In an effort to ease this shortage, nurses are being brought in from around the world. Reuters reports that an estimated 1.2 million additional registered nurses will be needed in the United States by 2022, in part to be able to serve the aging baby boomer generation.
Coming from the Philippines, India, and the Caribbean, immigrants now account for 15% of the registered nurses in the United States. A startling increase as a national debate swirls around overseas workers filling American jobs. The influx comes from a dire shortage of nurses at home.
This isn't international nurses coming and taking West Virginians' jobs or American jobs at all. We just don't have enough nurses to fill the slots by doing it conventionally.
As the head of nursing, Doug Mitchell is responsible for recruiting and retaining nurses at J.W. Ruby Memorial Hospital.
We approved 30 slots for nurses who are from abroad to be able to come here to Morgantown via a third party. So they do a full 3-year commitment here. And once they're done with that 3-year, that 36-month commitment, then they are transferred from the third party to us. And that's been extremely successful.
The majority of international nurses come from the Philippines, followed by Mexico, Haiti, Jamaica, and Nigeria.
Today's quote of the day comes from St. John of Capistrano. Those who are called to the table of the Lord must glow with the brightness that comes from the good example of a praiseworthy and blameless life. They must completely remove from their lives the filth and uncleanness of vice. Coming up next after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. John of Capistrano. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, have you ever heard the old adage, you need to wake up and smell the coffee? Well, it's true, and I'm here to ask you to make sure the coffee you wake up to and smell is the Crusade Channel's very own gourmet blend, Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and is bagged for us by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to mikechurch.com/coffee. And don't forget the Crusade Channel coffee mugs. Place your order for delicious gourmet Crusade Channel coffee today at mikechurch.com/coffee or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
John was born in Capistrano in 1385. His father having passed away early in his youth, he received his education from his mother until she sent him to study law at Perugia. He fought against corruption and bribery as governor of Perugia, and when war broke out between Perugia and Malatesta, he was sent as an ambassador to make peace with the Malatesta. John married a wealthy lady from Perugia, but a dream of St. Francis convinced him to annul his unconsummated marriage and enter the Franciscan order. He studied under St. Bernardine of Siena, and while still a deacon, was permitted to preach publicly. After his ordination, he was a renowned preacher throughout all of Italy, with the additional gift of healing. At the Imperial Diet of Frankfurt, Pope Calixtus III asked him to preach a crusade at the age of 70. He had little success in Bavaria and Austria, but did gather an army from Hungary, with whom he imposed a siege upon Belgrade. Shortly after the battle, he was taken down by the bubonic plague and died in Croatia in 1456. St. John of Capistrano, pray for us. Al Jazeera reports that Typhoon Lan walloped Japan this weekend, killing at least 4 people. Tokyo escaped the worst from Lan, whose strength was equivalent to a Category 4 hurricane at one point, but which made landfall as a Category 2. With gale force winds extending out 1,379 miles, Lan is one of the largest tropical storms ever recorded. Lan is now in the western Pacific, expected to disintegrate. However, east of the Philippines, another storm, which is expected to follow Typhoon Lan's growth and path, is being monitored. Reuters reports that Catalan leader Carlos Puigdemont remains firm in his position not to accept direct rule from Madrid. Here is Pascal Davies with the story.
Catalan President Carlos Puigdemont says the region will not accept Madrid's plans for direct rule.
The Spanish government, with the support of the Socialist Party and Citizens Party, has undertaken the worst attack on the institutions and people of Catalonia since the decrees of the military dictator Francisco Franco.
But Catalan media says Puigdemont could dissolve the regional parliament and call elections by next Friday, meaning under Catalan law, those elections would take place within 2 months. That would enable Puigdemont to go to the polls earlier than envisioned by Rajoy, allowing the Catalan leader to exploit the anti-Madrid sentiment running high in the region.
In this Celestial Musings, Pew Research reports that an increasing percentage of Americans are of the opinion that belief in God is not necessary for one to be moral. In 2011, about 49% of people were of this opinion, and now the percentage stands at 56. Standards of morality are widely seen as subjective in our culture, so much so that, in my opinion, perhaps it is time to stop talking in terms of moral and immoral. People are not equating morality with God's standards anymore. But holiness? Holiness is inseparable from God. For to be holy is to be dedicated or consecrated to God for a religious purpose. We should all be striving to be holy. Perhaps one day, instead of talking about the moral majority, we might talk about the holy masses. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for king-sized truth from radio-sized speakers. Coming up next, more of The Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.